Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture, the last chapter of Romans 16 and verse 12, when Apostle Paul was writing a note of appreciation for his colleagues who work alongside him. He wrote, "Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, women who have worked hard in the Lord. Greet my beloved Persis, who has worked very hard in the Lord." It's amazing to know that how Apostle Paul would appreciate the contributions of the people around him who helped him succeed in his mission, in his journey, and in his call. We all need people who will help us. I was reading a beautiful story of Charles Plum. He was a pilot in Vietnam, and after 75 combat missions, his plane was demolished by a surface-to-air missile. Plum ejected, parachuted into enemy hands, and spent the next 6 years in a communist prison. He survived the ordeal and now lectures on what he learned from his experience. One day, when he and his wife were sitting in a restaurant, a man from another table walked over and said, "You are Plum. You flew jet fighters in Vietnam from the aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk. You were shot down." Plum said, "How in the world did you know that?" The man replied, "I packed your parachute." Then the man grabbed his hand and said, "I guess it worked." Plum assured him it had. "If your chute hadn't worked, I wouldn't be here today." That night, he couldn't sleep, wondering about that man. What had he looked like in a Navy uniform? How many times had Plum seen him without even asking, "How are you?" or anything else? Because Plum was a fighter pilot and the other man was only a sailor. He pondered the many hours that sailor had spent in the bowels of the ship, meticulously weaving the shrouds and folding the silks of each chute, holding in his hands the destiny of a stranger. As a result, Plum, the story that we are reading about is Charles Plum, routinely asks his audience an important question: who is packing your parachute? My dear brothers and sisters, all of us have someone who provides what we need to make it through the day. Paul said, "Phoebe has been helpful to many and especially to me." Who helps you is a question that you need to ask. Who is helping you at your workplace? Who's helping you in the ministry? Who's helping you at your home? Who's helping you in your business? Today, you have an opportunity to show them your appreciation. Hallelujah. Who helps you? Let's pray. Father, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. We are grateful to you for your loving kindness and tender mercy, that we are in the land of the living and we can praise you and bless you and honor you. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that you will wash us and sanctify us, cleanse us, create within us a clean heart, mind and thoughts, and fill us anew with your Holy Spirit. Give us the grace to be grateful to the men and women whom you have given us around, to help us fulfill our calling, to help us achieve our goals and realize our dreams, to help us, oh Father God, do what you have destined us to achieve. Lord, we want to say thank you. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness and grace, that how Apostle Paul took time to write a note of appreciation and telling the church, these are the women who helped him. These are the people who helped him in the ministry. They not only helped him, but they helped many others. I thank you for such men and women that you have given us in our lives, who help us on our day-to-day work. Oh, Father, in our ministry, in our businesses, in our jobs, oh, Father God, our colleagues, our friends, our managers, oh, Father, in our workplaces, who help us, our clients, our customers. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for people whom you have given us, who help us achieve our goals and realize our dreams. Bless them and be with them and give us the grace, O Lord, to be grateful for them and to appreciate them and applaud the services and let your name be alone exalted. We thank you. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their works, bless them and be with them, flourish and prosper them. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, Lord. I send forth your word of healing into their bodies, that by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed and made whole. We give you the praise, glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you and a great and a fantabulous weekend. I remind you to go to church this Sunday and worship Jehovah together with the saints. God bless you. And bye for now.